As patriots, it's our duty to rise up in a world full of darkness. Evil comes in many forms, and it lurks around unexpected corners. It's time to stop wondering what will happen if it comes to war. War is already here. It's time to rise. Rise up for truth. Rise up for freedom. Rise up for our rights as American citizens. And now, at the head of the militia, here's your host, Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your fearless leader, Mickey Garris. It's good to be here with you on this soggy March 20th. Man, it is soggy out there too, isn't it? I'm still doing a lot of cleanup around my property, and it's just a muddy mess. So spring's my favorite time of the year, and I'm just really looking forward to the rain being done. So looking for some better weather. But we got April right around the corner, you know, and we got Easter coming. And so I'm optimistic that this year we'll be able to celebrate Easter and be with our friends and our family. We've got some restrictions that are starting to be lifted. The Fuhrer has allowed us to gather a little bit more, and there's information coming out from the CDC. In fact, the CDC said this week that 6 feet is not required. Now we can get up to 3 feet away from each other. So the 6 foot rule is out the door. Now we're allowed to be within 3 feet of each other. That's changing some things on what the planning was for some of the schools. They've been planning for trying to get the kids back in this hybrid learning environment and making sure that they could maintain the social distancing of 6 feet or greater. And now we're down to 3 feet. So maybe they can let more kids come back at the same time, which I know the kids would be happy about that. But bottom line is we are a year into this COVID and a year into wearing masks and social distancing. Remember, it was just 15 days to flatten the curve originally, right? Now we're a year into it, and we still have dictators in our health departments and at the federal level, Dr. Fauci for sure, that is still pushing, keeping us locked down and restricted and keeping the mask wearing. I think Dr. Fauci would like to see us wear masks indefinitely. I mean, he's pretty much said that there's not an end in sight to when it will be safe to stop wearing the mask and stop social distancing. If you guys were paying attention at all to the news, you might see that Dr. Fauci and Rand Paul actually got into it. And I got to tell you, I have a lot of respect for Rand Paul. That guy, I honestly don't know if there's anybody in D.C. that fights as hard for his constituents as he does. And there's a handful of guys I like. I think Ted Cruz is phenomenal. But Paul is just, he is a fighter. And, you know, you don't expect it out of him. He's just this little mouse-looking guy, right? And then he gets up there and he's intelligent. He's well-spoke. He knows his facts. He looks at things. He analyzes things from a different perspective sometimes, which I admire. And when he makes an argument, it's coming from a common sense place, and it's really hard for anybody to counter him because when he opens his mouth, he already knows exactly what the statistics are and the details and the facts. And if he's going to make that argument, he's right. That's just the way it is. And a lot of people say, well, he definitely doesn't know what Fauci knows, and Fauci's a doctor. Well, Rand Paul's a doctor too. He's a practicing doctor. In fact, he actually still practices. I doubt Fauci's practiced medicine in generations. He's been a bureaucrat. That's all he is a bureaucrat. And he's holding on to his corner of power that he has established in the United States, possibly the world. And when it comes to common sense and caring about people and actually doing what's right for people, I don't think that's even his concern. I don't think it ever was his concern. But you got Rand Paul that's calling him to the carpet and taking him to the cleaners, quite frankly. It was a a pretty lively, good discussion exchange that they had between the two of them. And I'm rooting for Paul. I don't think he could ever become the president of the United States. I don't think there's enough voters that would vote for him to get it done like that. But the guy is definitely a fighter, and he's fighting for our liberties. And, you know, he is definitely more of a libertarian, and I line up with a lot of his ideology in that respect. And he, you know what? He hit it out of the park this week, so you got to give him props. And he constantly does that for us. He's this last couple years, he's become one of my favorites. And I think he's a straight shooter, and you just don't get that a lot from people. So give him some props. Keep an eye on the things that he's doing. Support him, because he is trying to make life better for us. And God knows we need it. Here in Oregon, who knows what's going to happen, my friends. It's looking pretty bleak, yet, you know, our legislators are in session now, and the bills that they are going over and voting on, and the supermajority Democrats are basically shoving down the throats of the Republicans, and we can't do anything to stop them, really. They have the votes. They have everything they need to pass them and just ramrod them through. But you have to wonder, is their only intent to destroy the state and to hurt the citizens? It really seems, at the end of the day, everything they have passed, everything that they're working on, the bills that are going to be passed in the next weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks coming up, they're all going to hurt us. They're not just going to hurt me as a conservative. They're not just going to hurt me as a business owner. They're not just going to hurt me as a Republican. They're going to hurt everybody in this state. They're going to hurt the Democrats too. So if you're a Democrat out there and you have supported these politicians and you're responsible for helping to get them elected, and they're doing this kind of thing, they're hurting you, they're hurting your children, they're hurting your business, they're taking money out of your pocketbook, they're giving you less services, you got to be sitting there saying, wait a second, this isn't what I signed up for. This isn't what I put you in that position to do. Are you questioning it? Or are you so hell-bent on hating the other side? And see, and that's what I think so much of our problem is in this country, is the left hates us so much that they can't see anything else. They just know that they want to destroy us. And if destroying us means destroying them, well, they'll do it without realizing it. You know, just to get that win, just to get that D, just to put their person in that seat, regardless of how bad it will be, regardless of what disaster will happen, and regardless of who it's going to hurt. Their hatred overpowers common sense. And in some ways, their hatred overpowers their natural instincts of survival, because what they're doing is killing them as well. It's just mind-boggling. So if you're a Democrat out there, if you're listening to this show, my friends, when are you going to say enough is enough? When is your family going to have suffered enough for the choices that you and your peers have made to put these people in power? When is the suffering going to be so bad that you're going to say, we've got to stop this? We need new leadership, because that's what it boils down to. In Oregon, we desperately need new leadership. It's a freaking joke in Salem. And friends, take time to go and see what kind of legislation they're working on passing right now. Take time to look at the tax increases that are coming our way, the taxes that are targeted just on small businesses that are barely making it as is. Take a look at the education sector and what they're doing. This governor, the Fuhrer, Kate Brown, and her lackeys, the Democrat supermajority that do whatever she wants to do, whatever agenda she wants to run with, they ramrod it through. It's hurting everybody. It's killing Oregon. And when the ship goes down, my friends, there's no lifeboat for you. You're not going to be saved. There's nobody that's going to throw out a rope. When the ship goes down, my friends, you're going down with the ship, just like the rest of us. Those that can will flee to a different state, get the hell out of here. There's a mass exodus happening in Oregon right now from businesses and the taxpayers, really. The tax base that can is leaving as fast as they can because the writing is on the wall. They know what's coming. And it's going to be chaos. And you know, the country, as long as we have the Democrats in charge of the country, as long as we have the Biden administration, as long as the Democrats have the Senate and the Congress, we're quickly going down that road. Biden's talking about massive, massive tax increases. Do you want that? Is that what you voted for? Is that what he promised in his campaign? You know what's happening because of that kind of talk? Because of the legislation that they're working on, the Democrats specifically are working on? You know, we already have corporations, businesses already are, as fast as they can, they're packing their bags and jumping ship. They're going to other countries where they can operate, where they can manufacture without the thumb of the U.S. government and without the taxes that they're going to have to pay to do business in this country, to provide jobs in this country, to provide a living wage, to provide insurance for health care. And they're going to be penalized by the government, by the Biden administration specifically. And they're not going to have it. They're going to go. You remember when President Trump was running, he said, we need to get industry. We need to get manufacturing back in this country. We need to incentivize them to come back because they will build jobs. If the jobs are built, we will grow our tax base. We will be wealthy. Everybody will be better off. And that's what he did. And he worked so hard to get this big industry back. He worked so hard and he did it. He was successful at it. They were coming back. They were opening new factories here. They were creating thousands and thousands and thousands of jobs. And it is amazing. Within a couple months of the Democrat administration, Democrats at the helm, Democrats running the show, all that work and all those jobs and all the money that it brought into our country, when President Trump brought that industry back, it's all gone overnight. If there's something wrong with our system, I would say it's that. What kind of trust do companies have? You know, we have a great president. He does good things for them. They want to help build this nation. They want to help make our country wealthy, but they have to make a profit too. And so they believed President Trump. They came back because of President Trump, and exactly what he said would happen started to happen. And then he lost the election, or it was stolen from him, right? We know that now, okay? He's not the president, though. And this administration changes policy, changes the rules, does all this stuff by executive order, I might add. And it's going to cost these companies a lot of money, so they're bailing. They're bailing on the United States. I think that's one of the things that's wrong with how our system works, is when essentially you can have one guy disrupt everything so quickly. And it really creates an unstable environment, and it makes it so in the future, how are we going to get this industry back? How are they going to trust investing more money in the United States and opening new factories and coming back into our country and working when in a couple years at the next election, all that investment can be yanked away from them again? That's where I see this happening. You know, the first time was President Trump made promises, brought him back and got him rolling. And if we could have had 8 years of that, man, there would have been wealth to go around. It would have been so great for this country. But 4 years, you know, with only 4 years, they just barely got going. They just barely got set up. Things were just starting to rock and roll. And then the next administration pulls the plug. And so essentially all that money that they dumped into this country to get those new factories going and start producing things here in this country, all that money that they invested because they believed in Donald Trump is now wasted. So in 4 years, when there's another election, and if we can get a Republican back into office, are they going to trust us? Are they going to come back and do that again? That's the question. Stick with us, my friends. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, Mickey Garris. Thanks for joining us today on this March 20th, this soggy Saturday afternoon. We were just talking about the damage that's happened with the Biden administration. And we were talking about how the Democrats, the things they do hurt the entire country. They don't just pick one side. They're not just hurting the Republicans. But their hatred for Republicans or for conservatives, or the need for them to be the person in charge all the time, has completely blinded them, and they don't realize that they're sinking with the ship. And that's absolutely what's happening here in Oregon. And so I started out talking to the Democrat voters and saying, when is enough enough? When are you going to wake up? When are you going to realize that your vote caused this? That you as an individual are responsible. You chose the leadership we have that's burning us down. And not slowly. They're burning us down at a pace that we never expected was possible. And it's intentional. You know, it's one thing to be naive and make mistakes, and those mistakes have consequences, and hopefully you learn from them and you don't do it again. But what's happening right now in Oregon and in our country, it's not because we're naive. It's not because our leadership just made a mistake. It's because our leadership is intentionally and fundamentally trying to change who we are as a nation. They're trying to do away with this republic. They don't want us to be a constitutional republic. Okay? They want to push us into socialism, which I could argue there's a lot of evidence that says we might be more of a socialist nation today than we realize. We may be more socialist than we are a constitutional republic because we've had so much apathy over the years. Our head has been in the sand. And we've just allowed things to happen. And because it might not have directly affected you, or it didn't affect you enough to really make your life uncomfortable, you just kind of shrugged your shoulders and said, well, okay, if that's what you think's best. And little by little, my friends, little by little, over this last century, they've been chipping away at your liberty. They've been taking your freedom away. They've been giving you less control. You see, they tell you how to live now. They tell you what you can and can't do, where you can and can't go, what schools your children have to be in, how much money you have to pay them to give you that wisdom and to take care of you, what kind of cars you can drive, what kind of gas you can use. We are closer to socialism then we are a constitutional republic. And that's the sad reality. And we are all responsible for that. It's apathy. Okay? I'm telling you right now, with the things that are going on in this country today, our mentality has to change. And it's time that we have patriots stand up. Patriots that are willing to draw the line in the sand and fight if they need to. I was just telling one of my friends, the mentality that we have in this country right now, the people, the mentality that, the majority of the people have in this country today, if we had that same mentality back in 1776, we would still be under British rule. The Revolutionary War would never have happened. This experiment, our constitutional republic, it never would have existed. The Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, our forefathers, the founders that structured this great nation, that gave us this gift, they never would have stood up. They never would have fought the fight. They never would have made the sacrifices that they made to give us liberty and freedom. They were a different breed of men back then. And you don't even have to go back that far. World War II. If we were facing what our brave men and women faced in World War II, if we had to face that today, would we win? Do we have the people here that could fight and win a war like that today? I don't know if we do. I don't think we do. I'm not trying to say anything negative about the military, but I will say, Tucker Carlson, you've heard about all the heat that he's got this last couple weeks because of some of his remarks, and basically his point was the military is turning into a political arm. And it's not focused on the things that it needs to be focused on. It's not focused on its core mission that should always be number one, which is winning wars, being prepared to fight, and doing whatever's necessary to win. That is what the military is for. Instead, they're focused on making sure that it's all inclusive and we can have transgenders in the military and we can make sure women are comfortable and just everybody's happy and we got a big kumbaya. That's what Tucker was saying. He wasn't knocking the men and women that serve our country. But he was saying from a command level, their mission has changed. And it's more political now than it's ever been before. And that's weakening who our military is. And trust me, the fighters in the military, the men and women that have to go out on the front lines, they probably recognize that. They probably don't like what's happening. They can't speak up the way the military is. They can't have an opinion about it, right? But I'm sure they would rather be the fighting machine that they could be and not have their hands tied behind their back and spend time going to special training about how to treat everybody and make sure that we're not hurting anybody's sensitive nature and everybody's, you know, holding hands and smiling and seeing rainbows and, you know, pooping unicorns or whatever it is. It's just absolutely crazy. That's not what a military should be. And that's why, you know, when some of these reports that have come out this last week about how our military is not ready, if we got in a war with Russia or China, that we would be in serious trouble right now. It's because our leaders have been focused on an area that they should have no business focusing on instead of preparing our military and doing what's necessary. And that was Tucker Carlson's whole point. And he has been raked over the coals for it. He has been beat up. But tying that into what I was saying, because of things like that, because of the mentality of our men and women in this country today, because of this liberal ideology that has crept in and got a stronghold on this nation, that has brainwashed generations of kids, that is in control of our education system and our corporations, because of that mentality, the kind of mentality that says you need a safe place if life gets tough, you need a safe place to go and lie down in the fetal position and suck your thumb. You know what? It's the mentality that says we need to be offended by absolutely everything. That mentality is going to make it so we're not prepared for the battles ahead. And so the point was, if we had to see the type of war that we had to go through in World War II, do we have men and women in this country that have the mentality that could fight that war and win that war? And I don't think we do. We are in a dangerous spot, my friends. Stick with us. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, Mickey Garris, and thanks for being with me today. Gosh, we've been talking about the trouble that we're in this country, right? And how we're controlled by the left. And the word liberal is not even accurate to describe them anymore. You know, it's well beyond that. But the bottom line is the decisions they're making put all of us in danger. And they're jeopardizing this republic. And we've already talked about the republic being to the point today that sadly we actually operate more as a socialist country now than we ever did before, than we even are a republic. We call ourselves a constitutional republic, but if you look at the bureaucracy and how we operate and our laws and regulations and the social programs that American citizens have come to expect, we are more socialist than we are a constitutional republic. And that goes for a couple of different things. You know, we could talk about capitalism. We consider ourselves a capitalist society, right? But again, because of our socialist trend and laws and regulations and the way our company or our country is structured and operate, we're not operating 100% as a capitalist country either. We've already lost a lot of that. The question is, how did we lose it? We got here without realizing it, didn't we? We got here slowly over time. And it's just now starting to get to the point where we're waking up a little bit and we're saying, whoa, what happened? When did I lose that liberty? What do you mean? We did it to ourselves because of apathy and because we've allowed this ideology to take over. That's making us a bunch of pansy asses. And maybe it was Donald Trump that woke us up because he called it like it is. He told us in plain English. He told us in words that we all could understand exactly what was going on. And then he showed us a better way. He kept his campaign promises and he showed us how wealthy this nation could be, how strong we could be. He showed us that our borders could be secure, that we could be, on top of the world, energy independent, the industry would come back, that there was money and jobs for everybody. And he started giving us back some of that liberty, some of that life, the pursuit of happiness. And that's why he was such a threat to the left. That's why he was such a threat to the swamp, because they want to keep our thumb on us, my friends. They want to keep us down because that's how they control us. And that's why the swamp was willing to do whatever it had to do to get rid of Donald Trump. And if they didn't pull off this shady election crap that they pulled off, if they didn't successfully cheat to steal the election from President Donald Trump, they would have continued to do everything else that they could have done to try to remove him, including possibly an attempted assassination. I strongly believe that he was a big enough threat to them. He's still a big enough threat to them that I hope to God his security detail is the best of the best, because I think his life, unfortunately, is always in danger. And it's because he might be the one person that can turn this country around. And he might be the one person that can motivate enough people to stand up and fight for everything that they've already lost. And without him, so much of the country might not have even realized what they had lost. That's why we're here today. That's why we're in this place today, because all this stuff was happening and we didn't even realize it. Little by little, over the last 100 years, it's just been chipped away. And now we're at a point that's scary. We're at that tipping point. We're at the point where we've got to make a decision. Are we going to continue down this path? Or are we going to hit the brakes and try to save this country? And if we don't hit the brakes, if we don't try to save this country, that's the end of the United States of America. And that's the end of our freedom. That's the end of our liberty. That's the reality. So how do we fix the mentality? How do we get rid of the pansy asses that won't fight? The people that need their safe space, the people that could not have won World War II, the people that never would have started the Revolutionary War. How do we change their mentality? How do we make it so they wake up, so they see the errors of their ways, so they're willing to fight for this country, so they're willing to be a patriot? Because that's what needs to happen, my friends. And if you're sitting out there, if you've been content to sit on the sidelines all this time, if you've been one of those people that's had all this apathy and just let things happen because your life wasn't really that bad, well, guess what, my friend? Your life is getting ready to be really that bad, because it's going to happen to all of us. And if you're a Democrat, it's going to happen to you too, because it's not sustainable. You can't live in this utopia that they've painted, and it's going to hurt all of us. The elites might be okay, but you and me, we're not going to be okay, my friends. Don't turn that dial. Stick with me. Be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
Back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hey, welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm Mickey Garris, your fearless leader. Thanks for being with me today on Saturday. Time flies when you're having fun. We are already coming towards the end. The last segment, I can't believe it. I have so much more to get to that I'm just not going to get to the stack. I know what the late, great Rush Limbaugh said when you would hear him rifling through his papers, and you know, it was almost every show he would talk about how he's got his stack and he's got a rifle through him to figure out what stories he has to talk about, because there's just no way he's going to get to all of it. And I completely understand what he means now. The fact that that guy could do a radio show for as long as he did it, for as many hours, 5 days a week that he did, the amount of information that is in that man's head, and the wisdom that he had, and what he gave us, the gift that he was to conservatism, to the country, to you and I, you know, we can't thank him enough. He woke some of us up. He's the reason why we have outspoken people. He's the reason why we still do have some fighters. Without Rush Limbaugh, we had been in far worse shape than we are today. And that's what I want to do. I could never compare to him. And I'm not trying to, but I am trying to continue keeping some spark, even at this local level, on my small scale of the people that I can affect. I'm trying to keep people's eyes opened and keep them educated about the dangers that are in front of us and what we need to do together to fight them. And that's what it takes. I talked about, what do we do to weed out these pansies, to fix their mentality so they're willing to be patriots and fight? And the best thing you can do is talk. Talk to each other. It doesn't have to be a powerhouse like Rush Limbaugh from the Golden EIB network and sitting behind his microphone talking to the millions of people that he talked to every single day. You, my friend, can do that yourself. Talk to your friends. Talk to your neighbors. Talk to your families. Do it at your level. Do what you can do at your level. They're going to do it at their level, and it will spread like wildfire. We can't have apathy anymore, is what I'm trying to say. We all have to be vocal. We all have to be fighters. We all have to share this knowledge. We all have to sound the warning alarm, because we are nearing the end. And this administration, they are expediting that. Oregon is well on the path. Kate Brown, she's destroying us. The Democrat supermajority, they are destroying us. And friends, we've talked about the gun bills that they're working on. I've talked about them. I've read some of them. I had the sheriff on the show from Polk County, Sheriff Mark Garten. You need to open your eyes. You need to go and research these bills. Go to Oregon Firearm Federation's webpage and look at these bills that they're going to pass here in Oregon. They are coming for your guns. They're coming for your guns. Why do you think they're doing that? They're going to make a lot of the guns that you own illegal right out of the gate. They're going to put all kinds of laws about how you can carry, where you can carry, when you can carry, where you can't carry. They're going to make it so a lot of the guns that you might have built yourself or purchased before you had to do a transfer, things like that, are now illegal, retroactively illegal. What they're going to do is essentially overnight turn thousands of us, the most law-abiding citizens in the country, into felons. In Oregon, my friends, if you have a concealed handgun license, they're working on a law that says you cannot have a firearm in 1,000 feet, within 1,000 feet of a public school. Most communities you go into, you cannot throw a rock and be within 1,000 feet of a public school. You're going hunting. You put your rifle in the vehicle. You have to drive down the street to get to your hunting destination. You're going to at some point pass a school and be in violation of the law. And it is a felony. And there is no wiggle room on it. If you are caught in possession of a firearm and you are within 1,000 feet of a school, it is going to be a felony. And that is true even if you have a concealed handgun license. They basically are making your concealed handgun license so it's not valid. They are coming for you. They are coming for your guns. And they're being aggressive about it. And they're emboldened by this administration. They're emboldened because the federal government is in lockstep with them. And the federal government now is working on gun legislation. Now, you could say that's unconstitutional. My question is, do you really trust the Supreme Court? I wish I could say we did. But if we had a court that really cared about upholding our Constitution, they would have fixed the election mess that happened this year. And they didn't. They bailed. They failed us. So I don't trust them at all anymore. It's a crapshoot. I believe it's unconstitutional. I don't believe it. I know it's unconstitutional. What's the Second Amendment say? Shall not be infringed. Do these laws, do they sound like they're infringing upon your rights? They sure as a hell do. They are. They sure as a hell are infringing upon your rights. Shall not be infringed. So what do we do? You know, friends, everybody talks about the insurrection at the Capitol, which by the way, that was no insurrection. That was a couple hundred rowdy people. That was no insurrection. But everybody talks about it like it was such a bad thing. It was so terrible. Gosh, they can't believe any Americans would do that. So anti-American to do something like that. I'm going to say something that might not be popular, but it's 100% true. Maybe the problem is that more Americans weren't with them. Maybe the problem is that more Americans weren't standing up and fighting for this country. What are you to do when the law enforcement no longer stands on your side, when the Senate and the Congress are corrupt, when the Justice Department is corrupt, and when the courts are all corrupt, when the administration's corrupt, when everything that is put in place, all the checks and balances that are supposed to be there to uphold our Constitution fail because of corruption, what are we supposed to do? In the words of Thomas Jefferson, my friends, the Tree of Liberty needs to be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and the blood of tyrants. Now you need to ask yourself, are you a patriot? Are you ready to stand up and fight for this country? Or are you going to continue to have your head in the sand, have apathy, and let them strip us of our liberty and our rights and destroy this republic? Because that's what's happening. It's happening fast. And if we don't do something fast about it, we're going to lose it all, friends. And damn it, this country, our Constitution, who we are, that's worth fighting for. God bless you guys. We'll catch you next week right here, Patriot Uprising Radio. Stay vigilant, my friends. They're coming for you.
You've been listening to Patriot Uprising Radio right here on KSLM and KSLM.news.